Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held today from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Survivors of Irma Brown include two children, Tim Brown and Lynn and Troy Rolbecki, four grandchildren, brother-in-law Gerald and Judy Brown, sister-in-law Marlene Brown, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Lionel and Joanne Baxter are survived by two sons, Craig of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and David and Rhonda of Oconomowoc, eight grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, Joanne's sisters, Marion and Bob, and Kate and Fred, sister-in-law, Betty Baxter of Avoca, many nieces, nephews, and friends, Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91, of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Betty Beinborn is survived by two daughters, Marcia and Mike Webster of Belleville, and Nancy and Larry Milligan of Henry, Illinois. Sons, Michael and Nancy of Boscobel, Jeff and Gina of Elkhorn, and Tim of Boscobel. 17 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren, her sister, Beverly of Shorewood, sister-in-law, Orpha Beinborn of Boscobel, and brother-in-law, Jack Rowland of Clinton, Iowa. Betty Beinborn, 91, of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Carrie Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Gratz, Julianne Turnipseed, and Joe Quinn. Companion, Lisa Wilson. A brother, LaVon, Spanky and Michelle Felton. A sister, Bobby Joe Felton Persinger. Nieces and nephews, his former spouse, Kim Felton. Aunts and uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Gladys Slaney is survived by five children, Chris and Ty Baker of West Salem, Tim and Sharon Slaney of Sylvan, Loretta and Michael Mays of Kenosha, Wayne and Nikki Slaney of Chautauqua, and Keith and Sarah Slaney of Lone Rock. 19 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren, four great-great-grandchildren, two sisters, Carolyn and Wilbert Troxell and Nancy Felton, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gladys Slaney, 85 of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain, died yesterday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Carol Linz is survived by her husband, Dave, two sons, Craig and Peggy of Roscoe, Illinois, and Doug and Wendy of Lone Tree, Colorado, three grandchildren, a great-grandson, a brother, Floyd and Lois Gruber, and sisters-in-law, Rita Gruber, Dolores Gruber, Arlene and Steve Meese, Lucy Rooney, Kathy Linz, and Glenda Linz. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain. Sherry L. McGowan, 78 of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry McGowan is survived by two sons, Donald L. McGowan and Dave McGowan, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, four brothers, Pat McCarriger, Jim Lochner, John and Joanne Lochner, and Mark and Diane Lochner, two sisters, Sandy Maynard and Barb Hartley, sister-in-law, Kay Kaufman, and many nieces, nephews, and extended family. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died yesterday in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, May 3rd from noon until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compasses Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Philip Gilbank is survived by his children, Shelley and Jay Paulu, Steve and Mary Gilbank, Scott Gilbank, and Sherry and Mike Rockwell. Nine grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, stepchildren, Colin and Dawn Gillingham, Chad Gillingham, Christopher and Roxanne Gerber, and Sherry and Kelly Gillingham Titrick. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84.